Welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of compelling legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as legal advice. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. Please enjoy the program.
Hi, my name is Randall Pollard. I'm a tax attorney with the law firm of Ogletree Deacons. Today, my colleague Deborah Andrews and I will discuss employers' state payroll tax withholding obligations created by employees working remotely from their homes due to the COVID-19 pandemic and relief being granted by some states. Employees that work from home may create a business presence known as Nexus for their employers that are not residents of the employee's home state. If there is sufficient nexus between the non-resident employer and the employee's home state, that employer may be required to withhold state income taxes from their wages and also make contributions for state unemployment insurance tax. These two types of taxes are collectively known as payroll taxes. 15 major companies that have announced employees can work remotely long-term have done so recently as of August.
So an employer that hasn't established nexus in the state, such as having an office location there, doesn't have to withhold payroll taxes on behalf of that state?
Well, it depends. It depends on where the wages of the employee are sourced. An employee's wages are sourced to the state where the employee provides services and performs the work. Frequently, an employee resides in the same state where their employer's office or brick and mortar facility is located. In that circumstance, the analysis is pretty straightforward, and the employer has a withholding obligation in that state.
Okay, so for example, an employee that lives and works in Charlotte, North Carolina, would have North Carolina taxes withheld from their wages, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
What if the employee lives in Charlotte but works in, let's say, Columbia, South Carolina?
Well, under those circumstances, the employer will generally withhold payroll taxes from where the work was performed, and that's South Carolina.
Okay, that makes sense. But why would an employee who was working from home temporarily due to COVID create a potential payroll tax issue for its employer?
Well, it may create an issue if the employer is not a resident of the employee home state. Their employees working from home now may create nexus with the employee's home state.
But wouldn't a state simply ignore the temporary nature of employees working from home during this health crisis?
Not necessarily. Without legislative relief, many states' existing laws would determine that an employee working from home for several weeks is substantial enough to create nexus for the non-resident employer. In addition, depending on the states involved, the employer may have some additional factors to consider besides nexus to determine the proper state to withhold payroll taxes. The employer needs to determine if, one, a reciprocal tax agreement exists between the employee's home state and the employer's state, and two, whether the states are subject to the convenience of the employer rule.
Right. There are reciprocity tax agreements among states, and these agreements generally require employers to only withhold taxes for the employee's home state. For example, I do believe Indiana and Wisconsin have a reciprocity agreement. In that situation, I do believe the employer located in Indiana would be required to withhold payroll taxes from the employee's home state of Wisconsin.
Correct. So in that situation, despite the employee's temporary working from home, the employer will continue to withhold payroll taxes for the employee resident state, Wisconsin. So nothing changes.
So how does the convenience of employer rule affect the employer's withholding obligation?
The convenience of employer rule states that wages paid to an employee are sourced to the employee's primary work state, regardless of where the services are performed, unless the work is performed outside of the work state for the necessity of the employer. So working from home due to the employee's preference, meaning that the employee would like to work from home because it's more convenient for the employee, would not relieve the employer of its obligation to withhold income tax for the employee's primary work state. New York has the convenience of employer rule. If a New York employer has its employee residing in New Jersey, work from home out of necessity of the employer, it's appropriate to withhold New Jersey income tax.
Well, do states with the convenience of employer rule treat a stay-at-home order as a situation that establishes an employer's necessity?
That's a great question. So according to the available guidance, stay-at-home orders do not appear to satisfy the strictly interpreted requirements to overcome the presumption that wages should be sourced to the employee's primary work location, regardless of where the services are performed. For example, New York State requires that an employee demonstrate various factors to show that their home office is a bona fide employer office, such as containing or being near specialized facilities. It is not clear whether any states intended to relax their strict requirements to allow stay-at-home orders to rebut the application of the convenience of employer rules. Even if the state does issue such guidance, it's also unclear once the stay-at-home orders are phased out, whether the presumption of the convenience of the employer rule application will return.
Well, what if an employer simply ignores their withholding obligation for employees temporarily working from home? Wouldn't an employer benefit by not incurring the time and expenses of temporarily withholding another state's payroll taxes for these employees that are working from home?
Possibly. So, however, the states have penalties and interest for failure to withhold payroll taxes. So I know that there's some administrative burden on the employer to have to now withhold from another state, but the cost of compliance may be small. If there are several employees involved, the penalties and interest can become substantial.
Well, you mentioned some states were providing relief from withholding payroll taxes for the home state. How does that work and which states are implementing this type of relief?
As of August, there are at least 8 states providing nexus relief from withholding payroll taxes from the home state of employees. Generally, these states are not seeking to enforce the payroll tax withholding rules on employees temporarily working in the state as a result of COVID-19. The relief is taking different forms, though, in each of these states. Some states require that the employee is temporarily working at home due to a state home order, and others simply require that the employee is working at home due to COVID-19. It's important for employers to understand that the nexus relief provisions to ensure that they are in compliance. And as I mentioned before, each state may have a different way of determining what relief is going to be granted. As stay-at-home orders expire, employers may be forced for business reasons to continue to have their employees work remotely. And we've seen this recently. Companies continue to have their employees work from home. It's possible that many states will provide nexus relief as the pandemic continues. And more employers are now looking at the fact that they can save money by having their employees work from home.
So, Randall, what do you think employers should do?
Employers may want to consider how these rules impact their workforce and understand the magnitude of the issue, and then make informed business decisions about what their next steps should be. Of course, Ogletree Deacons is going to be here to help, and we continue to provide blogs that provide additional insight on these working from home issues. So thank you all for listening, and we hope that you get some great information on remote working employees.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as legal advice.